Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Fridays about the week's top business stories. And this week, big box stores were in the news.
Yeah, this was a city council meeting on Tuesday, voting on a revision to a law that discourages big box stores with grocery sections in the city.
And it was a pretty heated city council meeting with critics passionately arguing that the old law protected mom-and-pop stores. But local business leaders were pushing hard for the change. So what was this really about?
You know, I'm sure there are some many small businesses who do support the old law. Big box stores really have turned the grocery business upside down. But in the end, I think it was a battle between the unions and the construction industry. Unions want to put the brakes on these big non-union big box stores, and construction companies want to build more of them. So business leaders, you know, did lobby for the change and were generally happy with the vote.
And some people were critical that Mayor Kevin Johnson's charities get money from Walmart.
But I think there's really a more powerful force at work here. This the city manager's office has been pushing hard for the last couple of years to make Sacramento more business friendly, to streamline a lot of processes from building permits to zoning. And this is really a part of that pattern.
Well, this week we also saw more drama over the proposed downtown arena. It has to do with signatures gathered to put the issue on the ballot. Supporters of the project are challenging the signatures. I mean, how far do you think the fight's going to get? Do you think we could actually see a hold back on construction?
It's not clear to me that really that the opposition to the arena is very broad or very deep. But business leaders for sure are pulling out all the stops to combat this ballot measure, a new group called Region Builders in particular. I wonder if they aren't drawing more attention to the anti-arena measure than it otherwise would get. Speaking of the arena project, our real estate reporter Ben Vandermeer sat down with the project's developer this week to talk about what's coming and what his vision is of the project. And it's really quite interesting. This is Mark Friedman.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the new owners of the Sacramento Kings, who is sort of the point person for construction. Well, what's his vision for the project?
He sees it in very broad terms as sort of part of a mission to make Sacramento's core a more vibrant, special place that draws people, especially young families. Now, we won't see designs for the project for some time, but we will see some interesting ideas come up. And when the project drawings are unveiled, I think it will certainly catch people's attention.
Well, something you and I seem to talk about every week is some aspect of healthcare reform. There's been a lot of coverage in the press about it, but field polls out this week showed just how little the public really knows about new insurance plans being set up as part of reform. And enrollment is scheduled to begin fairly soon, October 1st. How are businesses getting ready for the change?
It's bumpy. We knew it was going to be a bumpy process, and it is indeed turning out to be one. But the question is how bumpy and how long this is going to last. Just as an example, insurance brokers this week were able to dial in to sign up for training to sell insurance through the exchange, and that process was kind of a fiasco. A lot of them couldn't get through. They had to wait for hours. It's a small thing, but it's sort of indicative of what makes business nervous about Covered California and the advent of health reform in California. Call centers employees, Covered California just started training 300 call center employees here in Sacramento who will help the public navigate the process. They've got 6 weeks to master this enormously complex system. And a lot of other pieces are just not going to be in place in time for this year's enrollment, which starts on October 1st. For example, VSP, the big locally based vision plan, is unhappy that Covered California likely will wait a year before adding vision plans to the lineup. But I think most professionals see these as mostly as growing pains and not as fatal flaws in the system.
All right. Well, let's talk a little retail, specifically the auto business. And we've got quite a few car dealerships in Sacramento.
And some of the news lately is involves the Nilo Automotive Group. They bought a Fiat dealership and they have incorporated that into their Maserati showroom. And they're planning to add Alfa Romeo there. Cars are definitely hot right now. Both domestic and foreign brands are all sort of seeing a boom in business.
And I heard that one of America's newest car makers, Tesla, known for its charismatic leader, is about to open some kind of new business in the Sacramento area.
This is Elon Musk, the entrepreneur, inventor, crazy guy who has proposed a super high-speed train to L.A. and other things. But his electric car has been quite successful. And in Sacramento, it looks like he's going to get a piece of this business with a service center in Rockland. I think that is seen as a precursor to perhaps a Tesla dealership.
All right. Well, Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Friday mornings. And you can hear previous conversations at our website, capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.